Digitally recorded.
Well, let's go back, Dave, to you mentioned before that you graduated from West Delaware in 66. And take us through from that. Where'd you go from there?
Well, I graduated from West Delaware Schools in 1966. And back then, a lot of students didn't go on to college. And none of my brothers and one sister ever had any post-secondary instruction either. And so my twin brother and I, Danny, we were the first ones to be able to potentially go on to college. My one brother, Wayne, he did go to Bayless Business School in Dubuque, which is no longer in existence, but that was the extent of post-secondary education for the Wegman family.
Where did you get the push to go on to Loras?
Well, originally, quite frankly, that wasn't Danny and myself's idea to go to Loras College. We were looking more at trying to go to UNI at the time, University of Iowa, and even Upper Iowa looked attractive. But Mom and Dad were good Christians, and especially Mom.
They wanted
us to go to Loras College, and really that was my first thought, is that, well, I'm not going to be a priest, why do I want to go to Loras College? So we made a visit to Loras College, and obviously you find out very quickly they got a wide range of curriculum, a nice four-year school, and it's close and smaller and everything else, and everything fell into place really well there. And graduated there in 4 years, and a degree in accounting, and then it was up to start to look for a job, and there were plenty of accounting offers open, and I looked at a couple places in Cedar Rapids and could have gone there. There were some places open in Dubuque, could have gone there. And then my sister, my only sister, Ines, the oldest one, informed me about opening at Western Dubuque. A good friend of her knew that they were looking for a business manager. The one that was there at the time, Ernie Gores, was going to be retiring. And I should maybe check that out. I really wasn't thinking about working in a public school district at the time, but I did call up the superintendent, Wayne Drexler, and I said, introduced myself on the phone, and I told him I was going to be graduating from Loras College here with a degree in accounting in about a week, and just interested in finding out more about the job. And he said, well, could you come over yet this afternoon? That was a Thursday. And I said, sure, no problem, I'll come on over. So we sat down and talked, and I met Harriet Fee. She was the board secretary and basically the accounting manager for Western Dubuque at the time. She was doing all the payroll and accounts payable and all the financial transactions and reporting for the school district. Met her, and then I had a meeting with Wayne Drexler, and we talked a little bit a while. And I had questions about their accounting and how things were being done financially, and I could sense that he was looking for help in the financial area because running a school district did involve a lot of things. I really wasn't too familiar with Western Dubuque or the size of it at that time and how it all got created and organized, but I must have made some impression on him because he said, you know, I really like you. I think you can really help us. It'd be a beginning job, but we've got a school board meeting this coming Monday. And I'd like to place you on the agenda to be hired as the next business manager. I said, well, that's fine. So then they had the board meeting that Monday night, which was only 2 days away, or three. Wayne called me up the next morning. He said, well, I'd like you to start next week Monday. And
I forgot what the salary was?
Yeah, well, sure, we covered the salary. Started at $8,000. But what was a little troubling to me is I graduated. We had graduation ceremonies, I believe, at Loras that Sunday. And I was really looking forward to maybe a couple weeks off before starting a new job. Well, I didn't have that the thing. I had to be in the job there Monday morning, 5 days in between. And that was really a whirlwind. And the issue there a little bit was the current business manager at the time, Ernie Gores, was going to be leaving almost immediately. He was taking a job, I think, as an assistant professorship at the University of North Carolina or someplace like that. He was going down to get his doctorate degree. And I thought, well, okay, well, Wayne wanted me to work with him or get to know a little bit through him for at least a week. So I got to I really got a quick course in 5 days. We obviously didn't cover everything about Western Buick and all the finances involved with it in that short period of time. And, you know, what I'd have to say is I really did sense this is going to be an enormous job. Harriet, a wonderful person. Just I never, over the years, the more I got to know her, I could see, wow, what a individual that could, you know, really have strong feelings about running the district's finances and having a lot of stewardship with district money. She really had it. Ernie was trying to do a lot of things to upgrade the district. He was also the purchasing agent, did all the buying for the district, had responsibility over the other departments for approving everything. And back in those days, in the early 70s, everything was approved by the business manager. Basically, if you wanted to buy a stapler or put something in your building, it came through his office on a purchase order. So just a lot of things there. Ernie, which I found out later, was actually a music teacher at West Dubuque High School, Epworth High School at the time, and was selected to be the first business manager of the district in 67, 68. I think Wayne Drexler felt at the time that he needed a business manager. And why they picked a music major to be business manager, I don't know. But Ernie, the short time I got to hear him, was really a wonderful person also, but he really did not have any financial training. And I was a little bit taken back by the lack of really organized accounting principles that we had at the time. It was, I hate to use the term, but it was shoebox accounting. And Western Dubuque was not unlike a lot of districts in that regard. Most school districts back then did not have formal accounting procedures. They didn't know anything about double entry accounting or financial statements or balance sheets and doing things on a monthly and interim basis and filing reports on an accrued accounting basis. That was just, those were new terms. Of course, I went through Loris and I did take courses in public accounting and the like, and I felt pretty good about what was missing there, and even had long discussions with our auditors the first time they came out about what needed to be done at Western Dubuque to get us up to speed, slow but sure, with our financials. I was probably dismayed the most the first year by finding out how many people had checkbooks. Building principals had checkbooks, hot lunch had checkbooks, activity funds had checkbooks. It was all over the place. And I remember having some spirited discussions even with one of the stronger persons of Western Dubuque over the years, Ralph Buck. Buck was the principal and an outstanding manager at Epworth High School, and he was running the activity fund. Well, again, that was I just couldn't see that happening. I said, you know, we got to change that. You can't have the activity directors and principals writing checks out. You know, you got to have segregation of funds and the like. And that, there were some major changes that occurred in the 70s and 80s to really get us turned around financially as far as reporting.
Discussion with Buck to get that changed.
Well, you know, I wasn't in a position as the newcomer on the block to say those kind of strong words to Mr. Buckman. And at the same token, I said to Wayne Drexler, I said, Wayne, you know, we need to make these changes, or I need to move on. I said, you can't just sit there and do this kind of accounting and go down the road. And I think Wayne wanted to hear that, but he had to be the one to support that decision and make it happen. And with great people like the Ralph Buckmans of the world, you don't do that overnight. You don't pull the rug overnight. You do that gradually, and you kind of do things. And the transition occurred very well. And we had a lot of good things over the years to bring our system up to date. I can still remember, even with Harriet Fees, and I just love that lady, but we changing some of her duties and putting in the first financial accounting system. That was a challenge. Putting in, you know, buying our first accounting machine. And we had to be careful that we didn't use the word computer. There were a lot of people back in the 70s and early 80s yet did not accept even computers, or laptops weren't in existence, but the idea of a computer or a financial calculator in the classrooms was not accepted. And I remember convincing the board that we need to buy this I used a different term other than computer, but we needed to have this accounting machine in our office to help with financial transactions.
Oh, God.
You can't be doing everything on paper and magnetic strips. And it was a big step, just getting the financial operations up to date and modernized. But again, and I got to repeat that, we were not alone. Most of the school districts, even the larger ones in the state of Iowa, I'm talking about big city. I'd go around and look at, well, let's say the Dubuque schools or Cedar Rapids schools or Waterloo schools. Financial accounting back there, days in the 70s and 80s, was not up to par at all.
Yeah.
But that's the way things were done back then. But it's been interesting over the years. And the first years as business manager coming out of Loras College and the like, it was really a challenge.
Well, I'll tell you what, just off the track a little bit. But that first year when you got hired, I got hired, and we played softball together and qualified for the world tournament.
Yeah, I remember that.
And how in God's name Wayne ever let us go, because that was the first week of school.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Well, I remember that very clearly. You and I went up to his cabin up at Guttenberg and said it to him. And Wayne had a really good personality. You know, he had different feelings about some things than what he might show in public. And it was so warm to have him say to us, well, have a good time. And the bigger issue is that we didn't have vacation time or time off to do that, and he graciously gave us that time off with pay.
It was incredible.
And he was a wonderful man. He understood sports and activities and like, and he just was. He had another side to him that he didn't broadcast to a lot of people.